Welcome to Cryptozoology with Dr. Daisy. I'm Dr. Daisy Fiore, and I research, write, and read everything you hear on this podcast. I hold a PhD in anthrozoology, an MA in anthropology, and a long fascination with the world's lost and undiscovered creatures. So join me on a journey to explore what may be lurking in the corners of this fascinating place we call planet Earth. Welcome back, listeners. Today, I want to talk about a cryptid that is both simple and complex. Simple because its biological possibility seems straightforward, but complex because the habitat it is said to live in is so unexplored and unknown. That cryptid is the Lusca. The Lusca is a large sea monster, generally thought to be a giant octopus, said to live in the blue holes of Andros Island in the Bahamas, or sometimes other nearby islands such as Exuma, or even on the mainland of Central America in countries like Belize. In order to fully understand the Lusca, we need to talk a little bit about cephalopods, a little bit about the blue holes, and a little bit about a now infamous scientific article that might have claimed octopodes were aliens. Oh, and by the way, the plural of octopus is octopodes. Fun fact for the day. A small disclaimer before we get started. Though I am scuba certified and have volunteered or worked at some aquariums, I'm not an expert on aquatic ecosystems. So this is all based off my knowledge and understanding of the very complex ecosystems and organisms of the ocean. If you're an expert and think I misunderstood anything in my research, please let me know. That's how we learn. First, let's get an idea of the environment the Lusca is said to live in. The blue holes of the Bahamas. The blue holes are a network of water-filled holes that connect to underwater sinkholes and caves. Beneath the surface, they form a network and connect to the ocean. So what appears from the surface to be one deep hole is actually the entrance to a massive underwater maze connected to other blue holes in the ocean. So we are talking about an absolutely huge environment here. The deepest blue hole is Dean's Blue Hole and is 663 feet deep. No human has reached its bottom. The blue holes are very popular with divers as they are absolutely teeming with life. Across the Bahamas, there are thousands of blue holes. On Andros Island, they are protected in a national park. Despite their popularity with divers, the blue holes are largely unexplored. This is partly due to the vast number and size of them, and partly due to their unique chemistry. The blue holes were formed during the last ice age, and they were formed while above water. They were formed by glacial runoff, which created caves. Underwater, you can see stalagmites, which cannot form underwater. When the glaciers melted and sea levels rose, the blue holes then filled with water. The inland blue holes on Andros Island have very unique water chemistry. They have a thin layer of fresh water on top and then dense salt water below. The fresh water prevents much oxygen from reaching the salt water. Instead, the salt water is full of hydrogen sulfide. This unique environment is more similar to early Earth, and some believe it could mean prehistoric animals could survive there. So we have a mysterious environment and a huge unexplored area, perfect for either a legend to pop up or an undocumented animal to be hiding. That brings us to the Lusca. The Lusca doesn't really have an origin story. It seems like it has always been there. Some local folklore does say that the tide going in and out of the blue holes is caused by the Lusca breathing. It is described most often with octopus-like qualities. Tentacles are a common report. It has also been described with some shark-like features, multiple heads, sharp teeth, squid and eel features, or as a shark-octopus hybrid. Most modern reports and sightings describe a giant octopus, up to 50 to 75 feet. It has been reported to change color, which octopodes are known to do. Some believe the Luska to be just a precautionary story to warn people away from the blue holes, which can be dangerous. Disappearances that some attribute to the Luska, others attribute to changing currents. So let's talk about some of the sightings. In 1896, something washed up on the shores of St. Augustine, Florida, that some people wanted to attribute to the Luska. The thing that washed up is what we now describe as a globster. A globster is a mass of organic tissue that washes up on the shore. There have been many, and they are very odd. They can get very large, and they're really just stinky blobs of decomposing tissue. Google this if you've never seen it. It's gross. Globsters are very hard to attribute to a specific species without a DNA test. Now, this particular globster in St. Augustine attracted a lot of attention, so samples were preserved in the Smithsonian, which is great for us. Four analyses have been done. In 1971 and 1986, some cryptozoologically leaning folks analyzed them and concluded they were from a giant octopus. Of course, they were biased. In 1995 and 2004, samples were analyzed again with kind of a less biased view, and they were analyzed with amino acid analysis and electron microscopy. These analyses concluded that the globster was whale blubber, which is what most globsters are. So, sorry to disappoint, but it was likely not a Luska. Much more compelling are the enormous number of eyewitness accounts of a living creature in the blue holes. In 2005, an underwater photographer reported seeing a giant octopus. Unfortunately, it stole his camera. Several swimmers have reported being grabbed. One later found sucker marks on him. I have dealt with octopodes and can attest that sucker marks are very distinctive and do not look like many other injuries. A group trying to catch the Luska saw something enormous moving on sonar that snapped their ropes. In 2011, parts of an octopus washed up on Grand Bahama that were very large. In 2022, on Blacktip Island, there were so many Luska sightings by fishermen and swimmers claiming they were grabbed that divers and swimmers en masse started avoiding the water. The police constable issued a warning in the paper that he didn't know for sure if it was real, but people needed to use caution. That's a bigger reaction than the people of Amity got from the mayor in Jaws. Right now you're probably thinking, that's not a ton of evidence for this thing existing. And you're not wrong. Bigfoot also has hundreds of years of vague sightings, and we know my opinion on that. But here's the thing with the Luska. It's just so very reasonable. We know for a fact there are giant Pacific octopus in the blue holes, and they're 20 feet. So why not an even bigger octopus? There's absolutely no biological reason there can't be a bigger one. There's plenty of space and plenty of food, and we know cephalopods can get that big. So now it's time I tell you about the creature that went from cryptid to preserved in the Smithsonian in our lifetimes, the giant squid. Once upon a time, the giant squid was a monster of the sea, feared by fishermen and drawn on maps with the label, "Here There Be Monsters." As we got toward modern times, we realized we were silly, and it became a cryptid, a myth, a legendary monster. No one had ever seen one, after all, not really, so it must be a legend. Hysterical reports of giant serpents and krakens were dismissed. However, we couldn't really dismiss it. Marks on dead sperm whales hinted at the existence of something massive lurking in the deep oceans. It never really made its way all the way to cryptid. It never suffered the fate of being completely dismissed by mainstream science. So when small specimens washed ashore, they were investigated. In 2004, we got our first almost complete body, and in 2005, the first photos of a living giant squid. Now they are known as a definitively real creature living in the deep oceans. The largest ever recorded was 59 feet long. These monsters went from a strange but possible legend to very real, and most of us can remember it happening. So why not the Luska too? Octopodes have an additional benefit that might help them remain hidden from humans. Intelligence. They are incredible problem solvers with the largest brain-to-body ratio of any invertebrate. They can use tools to build dens and seek protection. They have been shown to recognize humans and behave differently toward people they have had different experience with. They can hold grudges. They can complete puzzles and mazes, escape enclosures, untie knots, and pass cognitive tests some mammals can't. The idea that they could choose to hide is not unreasonable. So that brings us to that scientific article, published in Progress in Biophysics and Molecular Biology in 2018 by Steele et al. The paper discusses the concept of panspermia. This is the idea that life on this planet originated elsewhere in the universe. This is not to say that straight-up aliens colonized Earth, but rather bacteria, viruses, or even tiny RNA sequences arrived on comets. It's not unreasonable at all. Most of this paper discusses these types of ideas, that viruses or bacteria arrived from space and may have affected evolution on Earth. However, then they get to the octopus and it gets a little wacky. They argue that the octopus is very different from its evolutionary predecessors. They don't like the idea that this could be due to an accumulation of mutations very quickly or a punctuated equilibrium situation. So they propose, and I quote, "the possibility that cryopreserved squid and/or octopus eggs arrived in icy bolides several hundred million years ago should not be discounted." They actually propose that frozen octopus eggs arrived on comets. I have a slight problem with this, because octopus are definitely strange, but they are also definitely related to lots of other life forms here on Earth. I have to say, when I read this paper, I expected to find that people were exaggerating its weirdness. That's not what I found. I am shook. I had to bring it up because it's been so publicized in the popular culture, but now we're going to put it aside because the rest of the scientific community has pretty much done that. The media loves it though and won't get over it. So next time you see it in a popular article, hopefully you have a little more context. And I bring it up in the context of the Luska because some have wanted to say, well, the Luska could be an alien. But I'm not about that, as you know. So back to the Luska. It's biologically possible in the extreme. We've got reports and stories dating back centuries. But there is still no hard evidence. No definite carcass, no photo. Just because it can exist doesn't mean it does exist. People could be seeing the giant Pacific octopus, which are plenty big. They can grab sharks and even humans when they want. Disappearances could be due to unpredictable tides. I guess this is one that I really want to exist. Cephalopods are amazing creatures, and giant ones are even cooler. We can't close the books on the Luska without more hard evidence. But at the same time, if he crawls out of a blue hole to steal my lunch while I'm vacationing in the Bahamas, I won't be too surprised, and maybe even a little excited. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Cryptozoology with Dr. Daisy. For more content, follow the podcast so you never miss an episode. You can also follow me on Facebook and YouTube, or subscribe to the blog at cryptozoologywithdrdaisy.com. I'll see you next time, and don't forget to keep exploring. After all, you never know what you might find out there.